Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 17, where we've been seeing that people are too big in our lives and God is too small. So how do we make that change? Well, the answer is that we must learn to know that our God is more powerful and loving than we could ever imagine. And this is what Paul seeks to convey to the philosophers of his day. Listen to what it says in Acts 17, verse 24 through verse 27. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us. Having God as big in our lives and people as small is no easy task to maintain. Howard Welch writes, "Even if we worked at the most spectacular of national parks, or the bush in our backyard started burning without being consumed, or Jesus appeared and wrestled a few rounds with us, we would not be guaranteed a persistent reverence of God. Too often, our mountaintop experiences are quickly overtaken by the clamor of the world, and God, once again, is diminished." Well, the goal is to establish a daily consistency of growing in the knowledge and reverence of the Lord. How does Christ become the center? How does God become big and people small in our lives? Well, it revolves around us surrendering to the Scripture and to the Holy Spirit. One of the main themes of chapter 17 is how people respond to God's Word. Those who embrace God's Word, God's truth, they devour it consistently, and they begin to understand how big God is, and their reverence for God and living in light of who God is goes up, and their fear of man goes down. And the question becomes for us, are we underneath the influence of Scripture and the Spirit, or are we underneath the sway of self and others and sin? If you have ever walked among the giant redwoods, you'll never be overwhelmed by the size of a dogwood tree. Or if you've ever been through a hurricane, a spring rain is nothing to fear. If you have been and stay in the manifest presence of Almighty God, everything else that once controlled you suddenly loses power, and you will see more clearly, feel more deeply, and act more intentionally. So where are you today? Are you tired of living underneath the fear of man, peer-pressured, people-pleasing, instead of being Spirit-filled and God-honoring? The way we make impact in our families, in our communities, and in the world is to have Christ as big and people as small. Athanasius, the early bishop of Alexandria, stoutly opposed the teachings of Arius, who declared that Christ was not the eternal Son of God, but a subordinate being. And he was hounded through five different exiles, and he was finally summoned before the emperor, Theodosius, who demanded that he cease his opposition to Arius. The emperor reproved him and asked, "Do you not realize that all the world is against you?" Athanasius quickly answered, "Then I am against all the world." Are you willing to be against all the world as your view of God grows? When you pray today, please remember Paige Farrell, our missionary in Nicaragua, and also pray for the Marwari broadcast heard in India and Pakistan.